Hello and welcome back to another one of my voice notes. I'm just walking home back from work and thought I would take this as an opportunity to touch base with you folks. That seems to be when I do these little voice notes the most. So feel free to enjoy the ambience, the traffic going past, the sort of sounds of the area and all that kind of stuff. I always kind of like it. It's a little bit more like real worldy, isn't it? Rather than me just sitting in the office doing it. So I was thinking about this as I was on the way home, like who these notes are for, because part of it is just like making stuff for a place that's not part of the big tech, one of the big tech platforms, but also, and I say this maybe with a little bit of acknowledging the contradiction here, is that I often think about the folks in the Discord when I make these voice notes. Because, you're the folks who I sort of listen to the most and sort of chat with the most and, have in mind when I'm chatting with Drew on freebooters and all that kind of stuff. It's you folks there who I feel like I'm having this conversation with, especially because when I post these up in not only just my website, but the Discord and Mastodon and everything like that, Discord is where I tend to get the responses. So if you're listening to this from somewhere other than the Discord, then check out the Discord. Links to it are on my website as well as the Freebooters website too. And also, I'm always looking for prompts and things to chat about as well. If there's anything you want me to cover, then just let me know. Email, Mastodon, Discord, all good places to do it. But like I say, I know I think of the folks in the Discord when I make these videos. I'm going to call them videos more often, I've got to be honest, when I'm making these voice notes, because, you're the folks I chat with the most in general, online, that kind of thing. I'm always checking in the Discord room, even if I'm not speaking, I'm often dipping in and reading what you folks have to say. So definitely give me lots of prompts, give me stuff to talk about, because at the moment, probably later on tonight, I'll be recording a podcast with Max and Jenny about Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, which we've been watching up to, I think it's episode 3 now, isn't it? We've that's been released at the time of recording. And I got to say, absolutely fantastic. Some of the best Game of Thrones stuff that I've watched so far, ever. It's a definite change of pace from what we've seen the rest of the season. Not the season, from the rest of the series is there as well. It's a lot lighter, it's got some levity, irreverence, all that kind of stuff. And I don't mind that, although sometimes it does drift into the realms of lowbrow, but as me and Drew have established, we're very much savants of the midbrow. But that being said, the story's compelling, the characters are interesting, and even though I know what's about to come, watching it, well, for starters, there's a whole bunch of stuff that I've forgotten since then, so being like reminded and I'm still sort of invested in the story, even though I'm familiar with the books, it's still something that I managed to enjoy just entirely as a what feels like a new thing, quite frankly. Oh, little doggo. Hello. I'm actually really enjoying it, and I do recommend you folks check out A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms. I think it's going to be something like 6 episodes, half an hour each. I think the first episode is 40 minutes. The first episode was fine, but it was, episodes 2 and 3 that really get things going. Episode 1 is just like the setup and everything like that. I really enjoy the actor that plays young Egg. He's, got great chemistry with, what's the guy's name? It's like Peter Clafferty or something like that. But great on-screen chemistry, great sort of bits of dialogue. stuff from the, you know, including, and we see this a lot in episode 3, conversations that happen only for the show, that don't occur in the books. But quite frankly, I didn't even realise till it was pointed out to me, because it's, you know, it fit really well to me. And yeah, you know, I gotta say, I don't really have any complaints about it. It's certainly not as... See, the thing is, you know, it's easy to say, oh, it's not as deep and it doesn't twist, you know, and weave the lore as much as some of the other game, you know, some of the other Game of Thrones series, or one of, you know, the other two. But I'm not even entirely sure that would be true. There's a lot of, like, storytelling by the environment and the characters and the setting, you know, that to me, because you see characters from all over the realm, you get a bit more of that wider storytelling that you kind of enjoyed from Game of Thrones. House of the Dragon tried to do that, but they were limited by the fact that the story had such a narrow scope, whereas this reflects a very distinct period in Westerosi history. It was the time before Robert's Rebellion, but after the dragons were extinct. So you had the displays of the Targaryens trying to maintain their power and dealing with all the politics there within. Which, you know, was a clash between those that understood how precarious the Targaryen's position was in terms of power versus those that just enjoyed the abuse, you know, just enjoyed abusing power, just enjoyed power for the sake of it, enjoyed being top of the food chain, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, it was that teeter-tottering that then would eventually tip over with the Mad King into Robert's Rebellion. And there were, of course, rebellions before then. In fact, I think Lionel Baratheon is mentioned in one. Not mentioned in one, takes part in one. I think on the opposite side of Dunk as well, which is one of those tragic friendships that have fallen apart. So, yeah, I'll be interesting to see how that one plays out. So, yeah, definitely. Also, don't have much longer left on this particular voice note, but I do want to say the Fallout series has recently concluded season 2. Absolutely fucking loved it. Really, really, really good. It seems like they're trying to set up the TV show for something what is similar to a Las Vegas NCR versus Caesar's Legion, possibly with Brotherhood of Steel thrown in and the Enclave. So it's going to be like a grander story than what we've seen in any of the Fallout games, which makes sense because TV series are a storytelling medium in a way that, well, you know, games are slightly different in that regard. So, you know, it'd be interesting to have the broader story with all the factions and everything, which is kind of cool. So anyway, I'm just heading in now, so I will catch you folks later, but it's been a pleasure as always. So toodaloo.